I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
It's Adam's turn. How's everyone's hit point? Yeah, everyone.
I feel like I've not been hit since he healed me. But maybe I have.
Jackson, what?
You had snakes inside.
You're getting dangerously close to half health again. What are you talking about? Fucking
I don't remember.
A lot of stuff's happened.
We've been huge group of snakes multiple times.
Stabbed by doors, teleported into other people and animals. Now we're fighting
snakes twice.
The worm! Oh no! The worm's fine. He's hanging out in my pocket, worming it up, but he's getting dry. Gotta spit on him. I gotta suck him a bit and then put him back in.
Everyone recovers 14 hit points.
Adam keeps trying to keep
the party going.
Thanks, Adam.
How many fucking hit points has Adam given the party at this point? I think you all would have been dead by
this point. Yeah. We know.
Wild. That's all he's been doing.
This is our, well, I mean, it's the second encounter technically, but it's the first.
It's the first encounter.
Doors don't count.
We've only really fought doors in this.
We fought some archers, sort of. Not archers as in like archery,
but doorless doors.
The worms explode in all directions.
The worms?
The snakes explode in all directions.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not good.
Oh, wait. I thought Adam did something. I'm like, the healing magic did something.
Jackson fails.
Shit. Is this a melee attack?
Dusha succeeds. It is...
God's on my side. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
No, it's not a melee attack.
God damn it.
Amen.
Joel Zammit. Fails!
What is it?
It's a dexterity saving throw.
Have they moved into melee range, though?
Yes, they have.
Can I like to use brace?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Phew.
They get 10 hit points because people failed their saving throws.
Yeah.
Wait, do they get 10 for every missed saving throw?
No, it's maximum 10.
Okay. I got to see them. Yeah. I was like, can I uncanny dodge them while they're inside me?
Whoa.
You deal 16 points of damage with your bracing attack.
I'm going to get them again. It's happening all over again. Exactly the same as last.
We learned our lessons. I'm shaking my head.
Basically just doubled their hit points.
God damn it.
All right. And then everyone who failed takes 5d8.
Pardon?
5d8.
Yeah, this is what happened last time. 15 points of damage. That's not much. They're all shit.
That's not so bad.
I can see why Adam was healing us a lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Adam's been healing you so fucking much.
We need it. We have snakes in us, Adam.
All right. Zammit, it's your turn.
I'm going to stab the snakes.
You stab the snakes.
I stab the snakes. I can hear them because they're inside me.
they're amplified.
Yeah, they're loud in our brains.
Yeah. How does that Dusha keep avoiding getting snakes in?
Actually, he's got plus 8.
Yeah, they got plus five bonus on saves.
That makes sense.
19 damage plus.
I'm about to hit. Because God's on my side.
Yeah, fair. Yes. I can feel that.
44 points of damage.
Radio. Hey,
wow.
He does a lot of damage, this guy.
Yeah.
Do your auras help us or do shit?
No, they just would make us not scared.
Yeah, you fuck up your saving throw, get 10 more hit points.
Oh my God, these fucking snakes. Why are they in my eyes?
Jackson.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Okay, baby. I'm just going to hit the snakes 3 times. And I'll make one of them a grappling it. A maneuvering attack. I'll move one of my friends.
First attack?
Yeah. I want it to hit.
Nice try. First attack's a critical miss.
Okay. Awesome.
Is that another bad boy card?
No. Yeah. This is something else entirely.
Mm. Second attack is a critical hit, though, I hear. I'm guessing. I would assume.
You would assume.
Yeah.
Was that
3 misses?
No, it wasn't 3 misses. I'm finding out what the critical miss is.
Okay.
Hit the dirt. You're knocked prone.
Oof. What? Just 2 snakes go into your legs and just buckle you.
Donk.
Oof.
Your second attack hits.
Okay.
Well done.
You want to do...
I'll make that a maneuvering strike, just because it means I get an extra... my superiority dice. Do you boys want to be anywhere?
I would love to not be near the snake.
Unfortunately.
I cannot grant you that.
You can be in a different spot to the... Like a different... Still close to
the snake.
Can
you move the snake?
Nah. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Should have used my third fucking fourth level spell.
Nice. What's it do?
Could have used. You know how they're like, don't use this if you can't see where you're going?
Yeah.
Use dimension door, pick a wall, eat shit snake.
Like push the snake into the...
Yeah.
The snake has to willingly transport.
Fuck!
Yeah, sorry. Well, look, hey, you didn't waste it on that.
That's crazy you let him know, Adam.
Sorry?
It's crazy you let him know and then let him waste the dimension door.
No, here's the thing.
Well, he's already spent.
I'd already wasted it.
Yeah, that's true. Dusha. Good point.
Charging my sword up with another third level spell if I've still got some of those left.
Yeah,
and,
you absolutely do.
Stabbing that snake again.
Yeah, kill the snakes.
Kill that snake.
But it's many snakes. It's snakes.
Kill the snakes.
Plural.
Kill that snakes.
Hey, just as a thing.
Yeah.
Sure. So you have a third level spell called Haste.
Uh-huh.
Now, not a big deal, but it gives you a +2 to your AC.
Mm-hmm.
Or it gives a person that you cast it on +2 to their AC.
Cast it on the snake.
Advantage on dexterity saving throws, which is what they need to get out.
Help your boys.
And also an extra attack every turn.
Oh, that'd be real useful for your boys.
Or cast it on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need it on myself.
But if you cast it, that's instead of an attack. But you'll start getting extra attacks each subsequent turn.
No, but if I cast it on, say, Jackson. Yeah. Oh, wait, who was doing more damage? Zamet. If I cast it on Zamet, I don't get the extra attack. Zamet gets the extra attack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Casting haste on Zamet. Eat shit, Jackson.
No, that's fair. Right.
Then you just attack normal. Oh, no, sorry. You can't attack normally. Yeah. But there's not a lot you could do with a bonus action. But let me check. Let me see if there's
Flip
anything.
Flip off the snake. Fuck you.
Eat my ass.
My friend's going to cut the shit out of you next turn.
I made him haste. Oh, no, you can't do two. You can't do a bonus spell and then a spell.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can. Oh. No, sorry. No, you can't do that. Sorry, there is something that you can do, though. You can vow of enmity. Enmity. You pick an enemy you see within 10 feet of you, and you get advantage on attack rolls against it for 1 minute or until it falls unconscious.
That's good.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
That is fuck you, snake.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, snake.
You're done.
Haste. Fuck you. What?
Also, I fucked up. Sorry, I haven't been giving you extra damage you should be getting, so I'm going to roll it all now.
Whoa!
This snake's going to cough.
The snake just slithering.
I thought.
How many attacks have you hit? Let's say like 5, right?
Yeah.
No.
Is that about right? How many you reckon?
It was like
3.
3?
Really? You think 3?
Yeah.
I think, wait, okay.
No, I missed the first 2, then I missed 1 on the second turn. I've only had 4 attacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to split it. Oh, you've had more than 4. No, I mean just across both enemies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done very little.
Okay, I did, because I'm lost.
He's missed a bunch.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you got 2 because you got blinding. You open, like, hit the guy. Yeah. You got him good.
You do an extra 15 points of damage. I'm giving you all that... Christ himself steps forward and sack taps the snake.
He punches the snake's nutsack.
Yeah, well, it's a guy. Slice of the snake's made of like a dude and then gave itself nuts.
Two little snakes hanging, two little snake heads hanging, like little
fingers slapped.
All right, so, and then.
Is the snake a guy again now?
Sorry?
No, the snakes are still snakes.
They're not casting a spell right now.
Okay.
It's Adam's turn.
Okay.
Time for some healing, I guess.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Actually, there might be something more useful that he can do.
The fact that they've not been hitting me, like physically, is the worst thing. All of my moves.
I just can't do anything. I stab, but then you're like,
never mind. Never mind.
Maybe I'll dodge roll out of the way.
No.
That would be stupid. We'll just suffer. That's all except Dusha, who will just...
Oh, shit. Adam can do something real good. All right. Adam casts a spell. Fuck, I hope this works.
Yeah, I love hearing that from the back.
Yeah, eyes shut, blinded. Fuck, you hope what works,
Adam? The snakes
Adam.
Disappear.
We did
There's
it.
There's no snakes.
What did you do?
We didn't do it. We got a minute. We got to go.
Let's leg it. Let's just leg it.
Is it good to leg it or is it good to wait till they get back and stab them? Because if we got them at the back, what are we doing?
What are you talking about? Let's go.
They're snakes. They got you. They're slow.
Okay. We don't get points for 100%ing this.
I know. I don't want snakes on my back.
I say as we run. Yeah. We'll run.
Right, you run out back into the corridor and you realize immediately something awful has happened. You don't know when this happened, but the passage back the way you came is now just a wall. All right, so.
Yes, is the only way forward, snake?
No, there's the way down.
Okay.
Bribing the DM. Demand any item the players have. If they do not give it up, this card counts as any other bad boy card. I want the written list
of riddles
of what you got. From the red path.
Oh, okay. I was basically done paying attention to that anyway, so... Where have I got them? They're on a blank piece of sheet of paper, too.
They're gone. Right.
I'll tell you what, Adam, buddy, that was a waste of a good bad boy card. Because those riddles were dead to me. So.
Plus, I think we can still remember part of it anyway.
Good luck. Go on.
The next one is the chapel that's kind,
but has
walls.
You got too
balls.
Cocky. You won until you reckoned you could remember it.
There's chapel walls.
So the chapel walls, you got to hug them. Then the next one was don't die, remember? There wasn't that many riddles.
Some timer or some shit.
Yeah. The timer goes, but that
some
was.
Some green tiles we haven't even seen.
But that was at the start.
Was it?
Maybe
we haven't seen any green tiles.
Have we actually seen any of these riddles?
Maybe.
Yes, because Bing Bong was the one that goes down to zero.
Was he?
Yeah, and you asked him, remember?
Yeah, what does he know? He's big, but he's a skeleton.
He's dead now.
I miss him.
Twice.
I loved him and hated him. It was complicated.
I reckon we're okay. Once we're looking at stuff, I'll be like, I remember what
he said. I'm confident in us.
So, if we run, are they coming back? Is like they gonna...
Are you talking to Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got like a minute before that thing comes back.
Okay, we'll
set a timer. Set a sundial.
Adam has left.
We're legging it.
Let's go down.
You continue downwards. As you continue downwards, the pathway gets not narrower, but shorter, shall we say?
Okay.
And shorter.
Are we crawling?
Who's first?
Little Gobbo.
Adam was first. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wait. Who?
Zama's got a little Gobbo.
Yeah.
He's got a sex. He's a goblin.
I am a goblin.
Oh, you. All right. What? You're a goblin? What?
Yeah.
What was that?
Like that character creation. Crazy.
Yeah. When it says race.
No, I do remember that. Jackson's a human, right? Yeah. For some reason, I added in my brain Jackson was a weird little guy, which he just is in real life.
Yeah. He's the same size as the goblin.
In fiction, I'm not.
All right. Anyway. Well, yeah. You're going first.
I don't notice.
Yeah.
The longest time.
All of you are. On your no, at a certain point, all of you are on your hands and knees, literally.
Hey, it's
crawling.
Real. Oh,
okay. So I guess we're kind of in between a hole and a snake place.
Yeah.
I would be like, guys, maybe we should not just crawl into this ever tightening hole, because someone will get stuck.
Yeah,
but there is that snakes that we were having trouble with before.
Was anything in the snake hole? I mean,
I reckon
snake
we
room?
Keep going, because at this point, if we turn around, we're gonna fight the snakes like this.
Yeah. Okay. And if we're gonna fight the snake, we're fighting it ass first. Yeah. And who's at the back?
Doucher, I guess.
Doucher's ass.
Yeah, all right, fine. Keep going. Let's go.
Go down this hole.
What if we get stuck here and die from starvation?
Well, we'll use your ass against the snakes.
Let it be known that I did say, oh, maybe not.
Dear me. What a way to go.
Yeah. Mm.
I could think of better ways.
Bitten the ass by a snake?
Yeah, a snake goes up your asshole. You don't know what's happening.
Oh, wait. They're burrowing snakes as well.
They'll
just go through each of our assholes and mouths. after the other.
They're going to put us in a chain and they're going to turn us into the human centipede.
Human/goblin centipede.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's not my lips on someone's ass and vice, you know, it's the snake's lips on
my
ass.
Yeah, the snake comes out of our mouths and then into
So it's a little less gross,
Zabit,
I guess.
You reach the end of the tunnel, and as you do so, everyone just falls quiet. You see what is obviously some form of temple area. There are scenes of normal life painted on the walls. You can't talk right now. But the people, you see scenes of normal life painted on the walls, but the people have rotting flesh, skeletal hands, worms eating them, and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
The book
the
simply
classics,
says.
The classic stuff.
You keep trying to talk, but nothing happens. Yet, there are also depicted various religious symbols of good alignment. There is a mosaic path leading
Adam, this
it's okay,
is...
it's okay, you'll get a chance. Leading between four rows of wooden pews that face the worship area. In front of the pews, a wooden railing divides the room. South of it is an altar in front of a tiered dais on which sits a wooden chair. Questions?
Does it look like the Christian God was worshipped here?
It definitely does not.
Hey, you know that thing where it was that if when you get to the chapel,
we
you
said
gotta,
we'd
don't,
remember it. Don't touch the walls.
It says,
or
don't touch the walls. The little, so we need to touch the walls. Can we look?
Oh,
okay.
Was it?
Okay.
Do touch the walls.
Oh, Adam, we remember.
I remember, but they're putting seeds of doubt into themselves.
It's touch the walls.
Yeah.
We all need to touch the walls. Yeah. If you don't touch the walls.
So if you look at here, you've got good aligned characters or whatever.
Yeah.
Azarak or whatever is a piece of shit. So
he's
surely
a bad
this
boy.
Is probably like either. So is it going to be. Basically, is it the relief thing? Is it like a plaster thing again? Is it painted or whatever?
You went to the room?
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that question.
I assume he does.
I would have maybe checked for trap, but
all right.
I don't know if I did.
You climb out, not even thinking to yourself.
Why would I?
Yeah,
you
of course.
You stand up, you
I'm
dust
like,
yourself
oh, it's a chapel, and then this bickering happens. Like, you fucking idiot. As I walk.
A spear through the ball sack.
Yeah.
Denotted.
Nothing happens. You.
Oh, God.
So are you approaching the walls, like I said, on either side?
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We're touching the walls. I immediately plant my hand on one of the walls.
All right. Well, nothing happens that you are aware of. What was your question about the walls, sorry?
Are they paintings?
No, it's not plaster like before. This is painted onto the rock wall itself.
Okay.
As you start filing into the room, I assume everyone is standing near the walls. Does everyone have a hand on the walls, like Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Touching a wall.
Yeah. Adam just follows suit. He just seems nervously like he wants to That's part of the group.
The riddle said. Yeah.
As you are filling into this room, you get a better look at the opposite end where the altar is. The chair behind the altar is nicely carved and padded, but seems unremarkable.
I've got to sit on that chair.
On either side of the dais are large freestanding brass candelabras, each holding 5 white candles.
Okay.
In each corner on the southern wall is a large pottery urn, stoppered with a brass and wood plug. Sprawled on the floor near the west wall, so this would be the southwest wall, is a human skeleton in black chainmail that is badly rusted and damaged. Mm. The skeleton's outstretched arm points to a stone archway set into the wall. The opening is filled with an opaque, bright orange vapor.
Ah, one of these.
Another missed archway. Cool.
Okay, good, good, good.
That chair is battered. I want to sit on it.
Well,
okay.
I know they sit on the chair.
No, I just express my desire.
Just letting you know that you would have to. You could still be, I guess, close to the wall, but you'd have to stop touching the wall to go sit on the chair.
Is there anything I can get in? Like, is there anything else in the room that we can get to by still touching the wall?
You traversing around. You actually would not be able to get to the southern end because there's a wooden barrier that separates you.
Do you know that worm?
Yes.
Do you want to see?
Put the worm on the chair.
All right. I get to walk as close to the throne as I can.
Mm-hmm. While still
touching the wall.
Okay.
Without taking my hand off the wall.
Well, you can't get. There's the divider that actually prevents you from getting close enough. You need to leave the wall.
So I'm not
to
close
go
enough
that
if I threw a worm.
No.
What if we put the worm somewhere, like you placed it, and the worm's not touching the wall?
Oh, yeah, just put the worm on one of the pews or something.
Okay,
yeah.
I put the worm on one of the pews.
All right, as you're doing that, as you reach down to put the worm on the pew, you can see, you know how, I don't know how often anyone here has been in a church, but you know
all
how
the
at the back of a pew there's that little space where they put the books?
Yeah.
In that little space, instead of books, you see just in behind each pew, in each of those slots, there is a single gold coin. You put the worm on the pew.
Nothing happens. Worm's good.
Gold coins.
Yeah, gold coins.
That must have been, I remember, from when I went to church prior to my church getting burnt down.
Yeah.
Offerings.
Like donations?
Donations for the church. Don't touch the gold coins.
Should I make the worm touch the gold coin?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Drop the worm on the coin.
I meant don't take the coin. So
no,
put
I'm just
going to
drop the worm on the coin.
Okay, see what happens.
Like our canary worm. It's good.
The worm is our meepo, basically. I drop the worm on the coin.
Nothing happens.
The worm's good. This is my lucky worm.
You're going to pick the worm back up from
the
coin?
Yeah, pick the worm back up.
All right. Pick the worm back up.
I'll put it back in my pocket.
Okay.
Can we get to
the pews and not my
house. So we can't get to the scally boy. We can't get to the arch.
That's all past the wooden barrier.
So I'm looking over at the skeleton. Is the skeleton's hand, because I know they're in a rusted suit of armor, are they slumped up against the wall?
No, they're lying on the floor with one arm outstretched pointing towards
the arch.
Yeah.
What if we linked hands and climbed over this barrier to get to the other side?
It's a floor-to-ceiling barrier. So imagine it's kind of made out of like wood and wicker. So you can see through it very
clearly. I just hammer the wooden wall.
Oh, yeah.
You go break it?
Yeah, can we just slam the... Wait.
Yes.
Okay.
But I would like a good play card for not metagaming right now. For not hearing the unparalleled glee in your voice and deciding not to.
Yeah.
I would also make you aware that... no, actually you could. Yeah, you got a one-handed hammer, right?
Yeah.
All right, you could. Yeah. You could still hold on to the wall
hold the wall, hold his hand or something while he slams the divider?
As you approach and then start swinging your hammer at the divider, rocks fall, you die. A player steps on a trap.
God damn it. Hey, at least it wasn't the dungeon.
Yeah. This was one of my cards.
This is Adam mirthfully hurting his friend. Yeah, cool.
His friend, remember? Friend, not friends.
Friend.
Yeah.
As it turns out, that divider had little glass canisters within it. You smash the glass canisters and a green mist spreads out around.
Green mist!
Lucky you're already poisoned.
Yeah, can't get double poisoned.
Hold my breath.
How close was everyone else to to Jackson?
I know that, I would have definitely not been near that because it seemed like a bad idea.
All right.
And also defacing a church.
Yeah, but this is not a church. No, this is an
I'd be worried.
Church.
There's you pews.
Okay. And there's an altar and pews. It definitely has the aura of a church.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. I reckon I would have been probably near him because I'd have been like, maybe if I hold onto his belt or something, then that still counts as him touching the wall.
All right. So, Dusha, you are highs or lows for Adam?
Highs for Adam.
Yeah.
Highs for Adam. Adam. Nah, he would have been standing far enough away. So, Zaman and Jackson.
Yeah, me and Adam hanging back, being like, this seems like a bad idea.
This doesn't seem good.
I could kill wood.
Yeah, if it's just, if we could just see through it.
It's wood's weak to hammers, basically. Yeah. Wood and nails.
Both of you make the saving throw.
Nice.
You are able to hold your breath until the gas pass, until the gas passes. Unfortunately, while you will not take full damage, you will still take some damage because the hydrogen gas, not the hydrogen, the hydrogen chloride gas, whatever, it's acidic in addition to just being poisonous.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
So as it settles onto your skin, it begins bubbling and boiling away. Mm. Luckily, you didn't breathe it in. Because, wow, that would have sucked.
But is the wooden barrier broken?
Yeah, you break the wooden barrier.
That's good.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, good! I hold up a sizzling thumb.
Both of you take 16 points of damage.
Ooh, my fresh thumbs are now sizzled.
Wrecking your new hands.
Yeah. As the gas settles on the floor, it's similarly there. It's reacting with just the water in the air. It starts sizzling at the floor. It's not a big deal. You won't have an issue with it. It's not really a hazard, though. You'll be able to avoid
step over it.
Probably step on it. It's beginning to react away as you watch.
Okay. All right. Can I reach close to the throne now?
Yeah, you can get... Well, you can get to the southern end of the room. You cannot get to the throne or the chair without removing your hand from the wall.
Can I throw a worm on the throne?
With a check.
I'll do it.
What if we held hands?
We don't know.
Yeah, you don't know if that will help.
We also don't know if touching the wall is helping.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The worm seems fine, so what if we just
held hands?
Is
the worm still alive?
The worm's doing great.
Yeah.
Don't give a thumbs up like the worm's giving a thumbs up. Worms don't have thumbs.
Jackson, would you like to hold my hand and you can get your hand off the wall and see what happens? Just like, I'll hold your hand. Don't like leap. Just maybe like hold your hand.
I
like,
take Zammit's
maybe
hand.
Like 10,
so we're making a chain Zammit me worm. I walk the worm over to the throne.
All right. You'll need to...
Wait. Hover your hand off the wall. He's gone.
So are you just leaving?
Yeah, but I'm holding on to Zama's hand.
Okay, so
that's what I thought the plan was.
I said hover your hand off the. He just. Okay, you good? Are you good?
Do I feel okay?
Wait, are you touched? Are you touching Zammit right now?
Yes, I'm touching Zammit right now.
Oh, you're still touching Zammit. Okay. Yeah. This just was very confusing to me. I thought Zammit thought that you were leaving him.
No, so Zammit's plan, just to talk everyone through, was Zammit and Jackson were standing next to each other, both touching the wall.
Yeah.
Zammit with his spare hand grabbed Jackson's other hand and was like, just for a second, take your hand off the wall, because if anything terrible happened, you can just slam your hand back on the wall.
Yeah.
But Jackson instead took his hand off the wall, grabbed Zammit's hand and just kept walking.
Okay, all right. I understand now. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And for a second there, I was about to do we need to roll to see if someone's letting go of the wall? Okay, Jackson, you'll still need to do a little underarm throw, but you're pretty confident you can get the worm on the altar.
I'm okay being separate from the wall but touching Zammit?
Yes.
Hey! And I throw the worm.
All right. You give it a little bit of an underarm throw.
I hold my breath.
This is the toughest worm in the land.
Well, you're making a claim earlier that this worm could... It doesn't matter if you throw worms, they can't die.
The worm lands on the altar and nothing bad seems to come of it.
Anything good seems to
come
of it?
How do I get my worm back?
Well, the worm doesn't tell you.
The worm just has a bicep now.
The worm could feel good. You don't know.
Worm's all right.
All right. We're in a goddamn fucking chapel or church of some variety.
Hey,
I should probably detect... For good and evil.
That's a good idea. I was going to say, did you want? We can try and daisy chain here.
I use my divine sense, Adam.
And like, say, for example, you hold on to, like, you come back, Jack, you hold on to, I'll go there and see if there's like a trap or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
When you cast or when you use your divine sensibility, it's not actually a spell, but when you turn on your divine sensibility, you can see that this chapel is consecrated ground. A god, you're not sure who, or a very powerful entity has dominion and awareness of this area.
All right. Don't know why I didn't check this earlier. And I think it was because I was expected to move through this faster. Yeah. But this is a terrible, terrible place.
Someone is currently, it could be like, a god, it could be Asarak himself, is currently watching you.
So, okay.
There is some evil in here. So evil and they god? Are watching us.
Mm. Yeah. Well, do we want to move over? Maybe if we just keep with one hand on the wall and we move around to the door, maybe if we just... if
Archway, do you mean?
Archway, yeah. Maybe if just because we've never taken our hand technically off the wall, we can make our way through. Maybe there'll be no bad consequences. Maybe. But also, it's probably worthwhile.
Wait. Yeah. Hang on. I've also got...
Yeah.
So an evil... is watching over us, but I also have protection from good and evil.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Just so, slop us with that.
Slop us up.
Jackson, do you want me to slop you up with some protection from evil and good, and then you can go investigate the throne,
and
maybe?
And I can get my worm back, which I know sounds silly, but the worm has come in handy.
When has the worm ever detected something?
You certainly use the worm a lot. Has the worm come in handy?
Well, we've definitely used...
Okay, so here's what's happened with the worm so far. It's got thrown through a portal, which is fine, but we didn't know where it went. We just knew it was gone.
Yeah.
It then distracted Jackson so that me and Jackson telefragged each other.
That was very funny. What level is the protection spell?
Protection from evil and good is a level 1 spell.
All right, no worries.
Can you do that on everyone, or is it only one?
I believe the higher the level, the more people could be protected, but let me Google that.
Okay.
Quick.
Okay.
Because it might be nice.
Yeah, it might be nice to have that protection.
Well,
I just figured
the best way to check and
cast it on the worm, idiot.
No, not cast it on the worm. Cast it on the man that's gonna go to the throne regardless.
I just want to get my worm.
Okay, I was gonna say, we could make like a chain and I could look for traps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I can cast, I've got multiple first level spells. Okay, I could cast it more than once.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, I feel at this point, there's no point in me using all of my first level spells on a situation that may not benefit us.
Yeah,
how long does it last for?
10 minutes, I think.
It lasts, for 10
minutes. That's ages.
Unfortunately, no, it doesn't say that you can use it at a higher level. It's only one creature.
Mm.
And because it's a concentration spell, you can only cast it on one person.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, did you want me to try and search for trap, or are you just going to sit on the, what do you want to do?
Well, maybe we should get him to search for traps. That seems clever. We're doing this clever.
Okay.
So we'll daisy chain.
Why are we daisy chaining?
So that he can reach the throne.
Why is he checking for traps on the throne?
Because the throne might have traps on it. No.
You want your worm back. So
yeah.
If we're doing that, because I'm assuming you were checking for traps near the arch.
We could do both.
Okay, let's
and
do
the
that.
And the skeleton man.
to be honest,
there's a lot of traps here. In fact, I'm shocked we got one.
We got hit by a trap.
All right, so cast protection from evil and good on Joel Zammit, and then we'll...
Daisy chain.
I'll stay on the wall.
Yeah.
Then I'm holding Jackson, who's yelling at Zammit to grab the worm, who is holding on to Jackson's hand.
Yeah.
All right.
Adam, we can also include Adam
in the chain to give Zammit more reach.
Yeah.
Actually, Adam might have this spell as well. Hang on, let me quickly
check.
Cast
it on the worm.
No,
he does not.
Okay. Damn.
Dear Christian God, please protect me from the smite of evils and also... you.
All right. So you make the little daisy chain. Yeah. Damn it. You collect the worm.
Got the worm.
Yes. Thank you.
Hand the worm back to... I just put it in my pocket for now. Yeah. I don't want to break any chains.
Jackson's like, nice. Let's go with everything.
Look for trap with one hand, I guess.
Okay. I'll make that a disadvantage because you can't search the entire altar very well. You've also only got one hand.
Yeah. What else can I get, reach anything else with this daisy chain, or is it just
you
this,
are protected from evil and good now, so
that's true.
You detect no traps.
Okay, no traps. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go near the wall, and then I'm gonna like take my hand off and see what happens.
Okay.
All right, you take your hand off the wall.
Yeah, so we loop back around.
Yeah.
So now the daisy chain is in like a U shape with one of us holding onto the wall, and then it leads back so Joel Zammit's standing right next to the wall, but not touching the wall.
Me and Adam are exposed in the middle.
All of you are about as close together as you possibly can do.
We're scared.
So you're really close together, and then Zammit stops touching the wall while being right next to everyone else.
I suspect we've made a mistake.
That sounds yeah. like what you've done.
Yeah.
No, because Joel Zammett's not touching the wall already.
Yeah.
But he then gets close
he's
to the wall.
He's holding Jackson, yeah. who's holding you.
Yeah, yeah. Who's holding.
Who's touching the wall.
Yeah. And then he lets go of Jackson.
Yeah. But he's standing next to everyone.
Yeah. Yes. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I not be? Where else am I going to be?
No.
I
want to be in the wall. Protection from evil and good.
Wait, yeah. I got a quick question for you. Yeah. The way
let's just quickly check what that spell does.
Oh wait, I.
So that makes you immune to being charmed, frightened, or possessed by evil creatures.
Okay.
Possession's a good thing to be protected against.
Damage resistances here.
Once again,
Sammy's just going to explode.
I am filled with the confidence of my good father Dusha here, who is being like, "You're protected from." From evil now, and I'm like, sweet. So,
my worm! He's got my worm!
I put my hand on the wall, take my hand off Jackson,
yeah,
and then I just hover my hand a little bit off the wall and see what happens.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.